yeah, before the game, the lads were saying, just do what you're good at, like, I mean, get the ball, turn and run at them. So I did that. I had a few space, so I just thought, yeah, I'll bang this one. And lucky for me, it went in. So, yeah, it's good.
I remember saying to you at the New York Stadium after the Rotherham friendly, if you ever scored a goal quite like that, that probably beats it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Hopefully I can keep them going and hopefully it gets better and better, I hope. But, yeah, I mean, a goal is a goal. No matter how it comes, as long as we score and we win games. Obviously, it wasn't the situation today, but as long as we, you know what I mean, we play as a team, we do well and then keep winning games, that's what matters. Don't matter who scores or whatever.
In fairness, I mean, you had other chances in that first half, didn't you? I mean, one in particular where Kevin's done a great work to get to the byline, pulled it back, yeah. And just sort of talk us through that moment.
Yeah, what can I say? It was a bad miss. I'm not going to, you know what I mean, try and defend myself or anything. It was a bad miss, obviously. But stuff like that happens, so obviously I'm going to have to just keep my head down and try and do better next time.
Is that almost, you know, part of your development and maybe why you're here really for Manchester United, to sort of smooth things over? Because we've seen what you're capable of, two fantastic goals already, the other in the friendly, but, you know, scoring the easy ones as well, maybe getting the scruffy goals as well as the spectacular.
Yeah, of course, yeah, that could be, obviously, if I remember correctly, when I first come, the gaffer had an interview and he said, obviously, I'm here to get an experience and that, so obviously, that's what I'm here to do, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm a young player, so I'm looking to get as many games as I can and do the right things and learn from the older players in there and the manager, so hopefully I can come out a better player.
But at the same time, these kind of goals must give you a lot of confidence, and confidence is key, isn't it, for a striker?
Yeah, most definitely. At the end of the day, as a striker, the more you score, the better, the more you get confidence and you want to play better. The following game, you want to do well and obviously keep scoring goals. But at the end of the day, like I said, despite the fact that I've scored, it would have been better if we got the 3 points.
Is it a very frustrated dressing room? I sense it is. I mean, the manager's very angry and frustrated. They haven't been able to get the 3 points today, which probably would have been deserved on the course of the play. So are the players frustrated as well?
Yeah, of course. At the end of the day, the gaffer's got every right to be angry because obviously, if you watch the game and we know what we were capable of and wasn't up to our best today. I mean, no disrespect to Coach Chester, but obviously we didn't play our best football, and then despite how we played the game, we should have won the game. And not being able to come away with 3 points is just unbelievable. And we, obviously, like I said, Gaffer's right to be mad. Obviously, we know how we want to play and how we want to come out of games, and this wasn't one of them, but we know, so obviously, hopefully we can put it right next week.
There are encouraging signs, though, aren't there? The play was good. You have created chances, which is important as well.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, there's a good play. There's a bunch of we have a lot of good players in there. You know what I mean? We play well together. We're getting to know each other still. But yeah, it's going well. But at the end of the day, this football, it happens. You know what I mean? You can play the best game of your life and not come away with any points, but at the end of the day, we just got to put it right and do it properly.
Tell us about your partnership with Nick as well. It's good to see you're both off the mark, I suppose, early in the season, because strikers thrive on getting goals early, don't they?
Yeah, it's really good, obviously. Nick is a few years older than me, and obviously he's like played longer than me, so I feed information off him, you know what I mean? Obviously, if I've got something to say, he listens as well, despite the fact that he's older than me. And it's good that he's my friend. I know him from Manchester, so yeah, it's good that hopefully we can play well together and get a promotion.
He says you're quite different players. Would you go along with that? Different styles? He felt that you weren't exactly the same kind of striker.
Nah, we're not the same, obviously, but it's good to have his abilities that he's got and the mind to come. If we combine that together, I think we're going to give defenders hell, but obviously we're still learning, so we're going to have to like keep learning and just learn how to play together properly and that, but it's good, hopefully.
As frustrating as today is, it's 5 points from the first three league games, and that's a good platform, isn't it, to build off?
Yeah, it's not bad. When you think about it, it should be 7 points out of three games, but at the end of the day, you can always look at the negative points, you know what I mean? You can look at the positives as well, you know what I mean? Like you said, 5 points is not too bad from three games, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, we've got to carry on and just try and win games week in, week out.
What do you make of the division so far, your first experiences in these first few games?
Yeah, it's good. It's a decent league at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's a strong league. You have to learn to put your body about and that, but I think I'll get the hang of it. Despite, you know, I mean, I played 3 games already, and then I'm still learning. I'm in the process of still learning about the division, so hopefully I can come out and do better as it goes on.